The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
This is Entertainment News. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Green Book by filmmaker Peter Farrelly tells the story of an unlikely friendship between two men from very different backgrounds, a world-renowned African-American classical pianist and an Italian-American bouncer from New York City. Their friendship develops during a concert tour in the American South during the 1960s as they navigate their trip by consulting the Green Book, an annual guidebook written for African-American motorists advising them where to safely sleep, eat, or travel at night during the Jim Crow era. VOA's Penelope Pulu reports on the dramatization of this real-life story.
Viggo Mortensen plays Tony Vallelonga, or Tony Lip, a New York City bouncer hired to drive and protect musician Don Shirley, an African-American from Manhattan, in the Deep South at a time when it was not safe for blacks to travel there. That's why they had to carry around the Green Book.
You're going to need this. Now, this is the book I was telling you about. Now, sometimes you guys are staying in the same hotel, sometimes you're not.
The Green Book, published annually from 1936 to 1966, listed services and places relatively friendly to African Americans. No matter how useful, as the film shows, the book could not completely shield the duo from harassment, even prison.
This gentleman says that I'm not permitted to dine here.
I'm afraid not.
How does he smile and shake their hands like that?
Because it takes courage to change people's hearts.
Screenwriter Nick Vallelonga incorporated stories his father had told him and also used real letters Tony Lip had written to his wife Dolores, with Don Shirley's help, during the tour. Filmmaker Peter Farrelly says that this real-life story illustrates the deep, long-lasting friendship that developed between the distinguished musician and the rough-around-the-edges driver. He says the lead actors struck a perfect balance in portraying the friendship that gave each knowledge and understanding of the other's perspective.
So if I'm not black enough, and if I'm not white enough, then tell me, Tony, what am I?
I knew, like, from the very beginning, no matter what happened to this movie, that there's going to be no movie this year with two better actors in it.
Some have criticized Farrelly for not offering a darker and more extended reference to the Negro motorist's Green Book. But the filmmaker says the heart-rending levity in the film strikes a needed balance with the sinister backdrop of segregation. Penelope Pulu, VOA News, Washington.
Be sure to join us next week for Entertainment News. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That was a program from the Voice of America.